Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
We're back to the program This Week in America, website thisweekinamerica.us, talking with Dr. Robert Jacucci, back with us on the program about his book, The Winning Habits of Steve Jobs. Doctor, when we left, I was talking about this ability to innovate. Talk about that, what you found in your research and talking to people and studying Steve Jobs, this ability to innovate, to focus on what really were revolutionary products.
And so Steve had a number of unique habits, I guess I would put it that way. Some of them were to foster an inquisitive mind. Another was to amplify in simplicity. But the one that I want to focus on is the ability to zoom in and zoom out. And when I first heard that, I didn't know what he was talking about. So I got into the details and read what he said. And Steve Jobs said, a lot of what it means to be smart is your ability to zoom in and zoom out of a situation. So when you're in a city, you can look at the whole thing from, say, the 80th floor. You can see the entire city. Well, everybody else is trying to figure out what's going on. They're trying to get from point A to B by using a map, and that takes them a long time to figure out where they are. But if you're at the 80th floor, you see it all. You see the whole thing. And as a CEO, Steve Jobs said that he mastered the skill of zooming out. So that he said smart people in the room have this ability to do this routinely. To zoom out, see the big picture, zoom back in to see the details. And those that master that skill are the ones that are really the most competitive. So I found it intriguing, and it works for me too. But if you want to be smarter than the next guy in the room, develop that habit of zooming in and zooming out and get that experience, and you're going to be better than 90% of those in the room.
And I was just going to say, boy, that's something we all can use in everyday life. Just something simple, zoom in, zoom out. It sounds simple, but you need to implement it. And he was able to do that so effectively. When you were doing research, any insight into how he was able to develop game-changing products? That's so fascinating, that aspect of what he did. They were game changers, and they were totally different. Where did that vision come from?
I think a lot of those came from experience, but it has a lot to do with his term that he used of connecting the dots. And when he said connecting the dots, it was much more than just linking different pieces of information. First, you had to find the dots. And Steve created a network of people that would inform him of what was going on around the tech community. So he would find the dots, and then he would sit back and he would look how these different innovations were connected and saw the overall trend in the particular field. And then he used his network of you know, subject matter experts around the field to then look at who were the most experienced to be able to either tap into their mature understanding or to buy them out so that he had access to that ability. And then he would create the product, and he would forecast and scale that product into the marketplace. So these skills obviously didn't come overnight, but I think through practice and experience, this idea of connecting the dots and making that a routine helped him in ways that gave him a time advantage over the competitors and the ability to get into the marketplace faster than his competitors.
The book, The Winning Habits of Steve Jobs, almost like a masterclass in innovation, in leadership. I mean, it's amazing what Dr. Jacucci has put together in this book from his research, from his interviews with people. And I know you've talked about the book specifically designed for young professionals, how it will be helpful, especially as they're starting their careers. Talk about that. What's the takeaway that young professionals should be getting from The Winning Habits of Steve Jobs?
I think this is ideal for young professionals because they're getting into their field and they don't know the how of what it takes to get to the top. And I think a young professional can study what others have done. And this is really a study of Steve Jobs, someone that mastered these skills. So these are world-class habits that he refined. And I actually have a chapter in the book that gets to practical steps for applying the winning habits. So if you don't want to read the whole book because you're not a big reader, just go to chapter 5, and it summarizes about the top 11 habits of this book. And some of the headers for the for those habits are fostering an inquisitive mind. You want to be always questioning things in your environment as a young professional. And you learn the best that way when you're always asking why. Why is that going on? Can I do it better? Another top hitter is guard your heart and follow your passion. If you do things that you love to do, then going to work is easy every day. You know, it's not work. It's going to be pleasure if you follow your passion. And Steve talked a lot about that. Innovate by connecting the dots. And I gave you a glimpse of that, and it's covered in much more detail on the book on how to connect the dots. Amplifying simplicity. You'll find that the more you climb up the ladder, you have less and less time. So if you can focus on only what's very, very important and remove the clutter from your desk and amplify simplicity, you're going to be better than 90% of the people that are in your field. So those are just a few of the habits that are in this chapter five. So there's an entire chapter dedicated to helping young professionals to get ahead.
You know, I told you this was like a master's class. It is a master's class, The Winning Habits of Steve Jobs. Just a remarkable job done by our guest on the program. Back with us, Dr. Robert Toguchi, T-O-G-U-C-H-I. A couple minutes left in the program. What was the overall purpose of writing the book on Steve Jobs, and what did you hope to accomplish? Because you're really changing lives, especially a lot of young professionals out there who can shape their careers in the right direction from the very beginning.
Well, at this point in my life, I've spent about four decades, you know, in the workplace. I've gained a lot of experience, and I want to be able to give it back. You know, I want to be able to help others. I want to be able to share insights that maybe they won't get on their own. And it's a quick read. You can pick it up. You can skim to where you want to dig in, and you can understand and dig into a particular aspect of Steve Jobs in terms of his character, in terms of his knowledge, in terms of his ability to do execution and practical experiences. So it's broken out topically. And I've spent over two decades working with the military in change and innovation. And I want at this point in my life to give back. I want to give back to young professionals to try to share some of these insights. And I believe Steve Jobs has something to share with each of you in this early professional development that will help you make a difference.
The book is so well done. So much valuable information in the book, The Winning Habits of Steve Jobs, by our guest on the program, Dr. Robert Toguchi, T-O-G-U-C-H-I. You'll find the book at stratton-press.com. Amazon.com, all of the usual places. Link on by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us.
You've been listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. And join us next time for another broadcast of This Week in America.